keep that song playing in your heart. You don't stop the praise. You don't stop the praise. You're about to have a breakthrough, and you stop in your praise. A praise that's not even yours. It's not your praise. It belongs to God. Every hallelujah in your heart, every time your heart pumps, that's a praise. Hallelujah. Where's your praise? It's not in your silence. Your praise is heard. It's heard. For a moment, close your eyes. Close your eyes as Dr. J plays the music for us. Because I want you to stay right where you are. You need to stay right where you are. If you have children around you, tissing and tossing, touch them. Tell them to behave themselves. Tell them to behave themselves. This is God's house. And this is not Mama's living room. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, a deeper breath. Hold it. Hold it. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Because see, I want you to clear up the stuff that somebody put on you today. You went to work minding your business. Somebody says something to you that hurt your feelings. And it's still hurting. You can't wait to get to them tomorrow. You just got to think it over a little bit. What you want to say. Somebody said something to you in another car. And you want to say something back, but you didn't. Because God said, don't you do that. Your kids got on your nerves today. Your spouse got on your nerves. Mama got on your nerves. Mama and them got on your nerves. Breathe, breathe. Close your eyes. Don't nobody need to be let inside of you right now. Don't nobody need to be looking inside of you right now. Close your eyes and focus on God. Amen. Amen. Because you need some rest sometimes. And if you close your eyes, you'll get that rest. Because you got to learn to avoid people. Tonight, I'm coming to you with the first word. The first word. This word from God. All seven words are from God. Jesus Christ on the cross. Okay, open your eyes now. Let God in. Let everything else stay outside, though. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He's saying, really, they want to kill me. And since he knew the future, he said, they think they are going to kill me. But on the third day, we know the real story. The first word from the cross, Jesus is not talking to us. He is not speaking to a human. Jesus, on the first word spoken out of his mouth, out of him, is that he, Jesus, is talking to God, his Father. Our Father on our behalf. And Jesus is asking God to forgive us for our behavior. Forgive us for what we think and believe that we are going to do to him. But my word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's what the word says. So guess what? You, I, us, they didn't do anything that he didn't call for it to happen. But for some reason, we lose the translation because of we don't read and we don't believe. And if you don't believe, it's because you really don't read. Or maybe it's that you can't read. And if you can't read, it can't go inside Because when this word goes inside of you, things happen. You change how you are and what you do and how you speak and how you act. Because you know who is beside you, you know who is inside of you, and you act a certain way. Because you don't want to be called out. Oh, yeah, because see, we all are going to be called out one day. It makes sense that the first word of Jesus from the cross is a word of forgiveness. That's the point of the cross. After all, Jesus is dying so that we might be forgiven for our sins, so that we might be reconciled to God for eternity. That's the reason for the cross. Mercy, receive forgiveness. You ought to look at your neighbor and you say, I'm here because of grace. I'm here because of grace. It ain't nothing that I did that's so well, so fantastic. It ain't a degree or nothing. I'm here because of his grace. Many times I've been driving and someone has passed me on the right side in the blind spot, but God said, hey, keep going straight. But if 1 second I had leaned to that right side, I would have been history. For God so loved us. Amen. He so loved us. Don't nobody love you like God love you. They say that four-letter word so easily. I love you. No, they don't. They don't love you like God love you. How do we know that? Because the word says it. It says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What have you given to God? Really, what have you given to him that you don't take back? You come to the altar and you pray. You walk back. And then you come back to the altar a little bit more and you take it off the altar and say, I got this from God. I'm going to give it to you tomorrow. Let me try to figure this one out. But God says, I'm here all the time. No matter where you go, I'm here. Forgiveness is a concept. It needs to be understood more frequently from this sacred desk. Pastor keeps telling us all these things that come right out of scripture. And how many times do you still call her and say, Pastor, what did you say again last Sunday about the, we don't even go to the back and get a video or an audio. We just knock on the door. Pastor, can you tell me what you said again? Instead of us saying, God, Pastor told me about a certain scripture. I'm going to go in this scripture and read this thing. Forgiveness is mentioned in the NIV Bible exactly 14 times. Did you know that? Once in the Old Testament and 13 times in the New Testament. Let's look at this illustration of forgiveness because I want to talk to the heart just for a moment. Someone a long time ago, like yesterday, hurt your feelings so bad, you got so mad on yesterday, when you thought about it today and you try to put it back in your mind, you couldn't even remember what it was. A lot of us are so angry about things that happened yesterday, and that person is gone, forgot about it, didn't care about what they said anyway, but they know they hurt you and they locked you up. You're handcuffed and they got the key. And every time they see you and you see them, they know they got the key to your handcuffs. But they go on about their business. But you walk past them still handcuffed, still hurt, still angry about something that you couldn't even change on your good day. Do you really believe God has forgiven your sins? Do you really believe that? Secondly, do you take time on a regular basis to confess your sins so that you might enjoy the freedom of forgiveness? Third, do you need to experience God's forgiveness in a fresh way today? Amen. Amen.